Back in February as well, you talked in one of the sort of the Q&As you put on the website, you talked about sort of the sort of new stadium or potentially developing the Ebb Stadium. That's been something you've working on for around sort of 5 or 6 months. What's the latest on the stadium, either new or redeveloping what you've got at the moment?
We are you know, I don't want to frighten anybody, but we are on a the stadium. We are on a bit of a time bomb, really, because you know you've got to meet all the health and safety. You've got to meet all the new regulations. So, whilst it's a fantastic, you know, retro stadium that everybody wants, you know, there's lots of health and safety issues that we need to address. So, we have been in dialogues with the council. We've been absolutely fantastic in support from the council. And that is ongoing. Again, you know, hopefully in the next, you know, few months, well, hopefully we have something positive to talk about.
And you mentioned the cost. I was sort of reading something from earlier on this year that you were talking about sort of potentially sort of £30,000-£40,000 on barrier repairs. I mean, it really does highlight the amount that goes out of you know, potentially anyway, the playing budget into the upkeep of the stadium.
Well, exactly. And when you spend £30,000-£40,000 budget, you know, you that's the price of two good players, you know. So that's a huge amount that we don't see on the bottom line. I suppose, again, you know, in the last, I mean, I've been talking to the you know, like John Leppard and people like, you know, those guys have been involved before quite a long time. There has been, like, I think since, you know, in the last 10, 15 years, I think the football club has put in over £1 million in keeping the stadium to the standard it is, including, you know, when they go into the league to spend the money on there. So there's quite a investment's gone into that, you know, you just can't keep throwing money at that. So we need to do something.
And just as a final question, Shahid, obviously, hiring of a new manager aside, sort of what's your biggest priority over the summer? I'm sure you'll be just as busy over the summer as you have been during the season.
I think we've got a number of priorities. We want to make sure we've got the right manager in, and we're always trying to get the right manager in, and, you know, we want to write that. I think looking at bringing something with the facilities where we are, we need to do something there, get a plan in place for that, and carry on looking for, you know, the right people to invest in the football club.
And finally, I mean, is it the case that the home season, it just can't be this bad again? For the incoming manager, that has to be the number one priority. Is that fair?
I think, you know, irrelevant what's, you know, it's not irrelevant, but, you know, what's gone on the football pitch this year, I think we are at the you know, sort at the bottom. The only way is up now, really, and I think that's what we will aim to get, and I'm pretty confident, I'm certain that with the right person, with the right product, we'll go up. Not go up in the league, but move up with the standard we are. So don't quote me on getting up.